each other together. Back to the first. The second. And we'll both together. And one last good stretch. Let your arms fall down to your side, shoulders up to your ears. And relax. And once again, your shoulders up, shoulders down. Last time, shoulders up and totally relax. Shake it around just to make sure it's relaxed. Good. Nice deep breath in. Let's do what we did last time where we're holding the gate and we're going to open the gate as we breathe in. And then we're going to press the gate shut. And once again, make sure you're opening the gate more at belly button level than way up here. It's not a big gate. It's a little deep. Okay. Here we go. Breathing in. Expanding and push the gate shut. Last time. Breathing in.
Soprano, can you do for me? One, two, one.
Christmas, Baby Please Come Home. Then we'll come back together briefly for announcements, and then we'll swap it. I'll send the sopranos and altos out for break, and tenors and basses will stay and work with on Santa Baby, and then we'll all come back together and work on those last pieces. Just so you know what's happening. Because you will be taking your break out in the hall while rehearsal is going on, obviously I don't want you to not talk or anything because it's break and all, but try not to shout, at least not shout right by the door. If you want to have a louder conversation, take it down the hall. All right. There we go. I'm done scoring. Let's take a look at Thank You for Being a Friend, which was from Showcase from last year. Some of you may never have seen this before, and that's okay. Jump in anyway. I'd love it, even though this repertoire might be new to a few of you, I'd love you to give it a try. Some of it is quite simple, and I think you'll be surprised at how well you, how quickly you'll be able to do that. So, with that, here we go.
I hope it always will stay this way.
The solo, on page 13, the last measure with the pickup is marked as a solo, but that's the, did I have soprano ones on that?
It's all sopranos.
All sopranos on that. So that's all sopranos. And then the altos are singing below that where it says unison, what looks like it would be soprano and alto unison, that's all altos. And I think the tenors and basses are something as well.
And then when that divides at 99, is it an alto DBC or do it
start at where?
At 99. Where, does that become an alto DBC or does it kind of
yes.
Okay.
That's an alto DBC. So let's hear that right now. I'm going to hear alto tenor bass from the top of 12. Watch that you had a great start to that, but we stumbled in measure 90. We recovered in 91 and 92, but we kind of basically ignored measure 90. So let's see if we can fix that. Right on, I want to thank you. 3, 4. Teensy bit tentative and therefore gets a little bit slowed down because you're not 100%, you're like 98.5% confident on it. I want you to be 102% confident on it. Okay? Here we go. 3 and 4 and 1. That was more like 85% confident. Look up with me and get the eyebrows going.
Thank you.
already passed there. Let's just you and I do it right from 103. Just, yeah, right there. And. Quickly give you a primer on it. Wanna Baraka? Wanafuraha.
Wanafuraha.
Furaha.
Furaha.
Try not to do furaha, but furaha.
Furaha.
There you go. If you can, again, I've told you this before, but I'll say it again. If you have trouble flipping or rolling your R, a D will work just as well. You can say wanafuraha. Furaha. If I put that in slow motion, fu-da-ha. But if I say it fast, it sounds just like a flipped R, doesn't it?
Wow.
All right, and wana-uzima.
Wana-uzima.
Pretty straightforward. Let's see how much we remember. Let us speed through that. speaking whatever rhythm you have right on 71, even if it's in the middle of something. All right, so speaking rhythm only, and pay attention to the third, the second to last measure when we get there. Okay, here we go. 3 and 4, and.
Nice job, first soprano.
take up to 67. Tenors, you come in right after 67. One, and two, and three.
Oh.
Who else normally sings two who's not here? We need a jiggle that around on Sundays. I'm not quite sure if all is actually. All right, so let's hear basses and baritones and tenor ones and twos. This is on page 10. Let's take it, pick up to the second measure of 10, where you have one yeah, re, li, si, la. Now know that text easily. Okay, one and two and three.
Thank you.
measure of 10. So even if it's in the middle of something or if you can't jump in there, jump in at the first soonest opportunity.
Come around.
because this is one of those songs with turning and flipping, try to do that as quietly as you can. One little trick, you can see that I have done that for myself, made a little post-it tabby thing. You can get those little tab things. That's one way to do it, so that when I'm here at the bottom of the page, I just have to, yes, I'll do this so you can see, I just have to flip this right back to where I'm going. The other thing you can do is dog ear your page so that you're not going, you know, to try to grab it. So make life easy on yourself for these turn backs. And another thing you can do is memorize the first couple of notes on the turn back so that you don't have to turn so frantically. Let's go back, please, a little bit to the beginning of the fast tempo. That's back to page 3. Just like when we sang this last spring, our challenge is to try to keep it light. It gets very clumpy and stompy as we go along, and that also results in a slowing down of tempo, especially in the acapella section or octave section. So, song really does sound like it would be an acapella. So, let's see if we can find that. Would you go back, please, to measure 13? That's at the bottom of 3. And I'd like to try it all on, let's string it on pa-pa-pa, just on pa-pa-pa instead of words. Right? Starting right there, 1 and 2 and 1.
Oh.
on pa, but a little bit under tempo. One and two. I'm sorry, at the top of seven, bring up to the last measure. One and two.
Thank you.
D for a long note on the word chance. And what's happening is we're kind of thinking about it as chance. We're kind of doing this with it. And I really want you to think that the note is moving up this way. Can you just give me my...
Later on, feel
they'll have another opportunity to give it a try. All right, so here we go.
It's Christmas, and darling, I miss you. So baby, please, please come on home.
Soprano notes. Testament or not? Oh, I'm sorry. I was originally looking at this. That's not the thing. Okay? So alto twos are singing the part that says alto. Alto ones are singing the little notes on the line that says soprano two. Soprano twos are singing the big notes on the line that says soprano two. Soprano ones are singing soprano one optional solo, which we are not. We are opting not to have a solo there. Just there. Okay?
Until measure 56 and then measure 57.
Yes, let's just deal with that and then we'll deal with the change when we get there. All right? So, with that in mind, with no first sopranos, can I hear from the bottom up, can I hear my alto twos on your first note?
Page 3. Everybody, including the doo-woppers.
three. We'll take a little teeny bit of the tempo. Yes.
Can we make it back just a measure before that?
To get into that?
Well, I'm not for soprano, but I just have a question that goes right before that. Are we hanging on to the C at the beginning of measure 32 a little long?
Maybe.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.